This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, our numbers here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, of course, of Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And as I've mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. CJ, how's it going?
Good. Good morning.
Are you having headphone issues again this morning?
Always.
head issues or headphone issues?
There you go. Maybe it's not the product. Maybe it's what's, Yes, exactly. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, of course, come to us from Klaus Financial. I mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. A couple of things, though, on the website that I definitely want to point out. A big one, of course, is that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You get it in your inbox once a week. It's a cool little email that they send out at Klaus Financial. Not only gives you a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, also gives you a link to the podcast if you missed the show. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Cool thing with Klaus Financial. It's not going to cost anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment again at Klaus. Their number, 442-5637. Speaking of number as well, coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Just a little tip, listen closely to the program. You'll get the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Typically, through the show, we'll tell you how you can win. A little bit later on in the program, before we get rolling on this week's topic, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, again, this week's prize, a fantastic one, as always, $25 gift card for PetSmart. Let's real quick look back to last week's Klaus Quiz Question as well as answer. What was that?
So last week's question, and thanks again for all those who listened, and also congratulations to our winner last week. Last week's question was, as of March 2018, how many trillions of dollars have Americans stashed away into retirement savings? And the answer was $26.6 trillion of retirement savings. That's actually a better statistic than learning how much national debt we have. You know, I like this kind of figure for us.
It shows we're doing okay.
Yes.
But with everything, we can always do a little bit better. And that's, of course, where our good friends from Klaus Financial come in. Again, if you have questions for Malia or CJ, I'd love to answer them for you right now. They are our retirement planning professionals here on 1310 WIBA. Numbers 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. This morning's conversation revolves around a question I think a lot of us have as we're heading towards retirement, in whether or not it's a good idea, or does it make sense to have a mortgage as we're approaching retirement? What's kind of the answer there? And I'm going to assume it's a little more nuanced than yes, it's okay, or yeah, you probably don't want one. Let's get down to the brass tacks, as they say, on this one.
Yeah, it's interesting for Malia and I, because people pay us for advice, and we're not selling an end product. We're selling our services, certainly, and our advice, but not an end product. And so because of that, we tend to be very kind of contemplative or asking a lot of questions. What are your goals? What about this? What about that? But at the end of the day, people pay us for advice. So inside of meetings, for anybody who hasn't met with us before, we get very opinionated once we know your financial circumstances. Once we know you, your children, what your goals are, your dreams are, we'll then say yes or no to that question, right? Should I have a mortgage in retirement? For somebody we know, we may say yes or no. As a general rule of thumb, which again can be dangerous, we would prefer that you do not have a mortgage as you enter retirement. And it's simply supported by an old biblical proverb, which is, debt makes you a slave to the debtor and cash makes you a king. And as we've talked about on the show so many times, we'd rather you be a king in retirement than a slave. Mm-hmm. So, but if you find yourself, because we also realize that the world isn't perfect, and sometimes we run into circumstances where we're not able to pay off our debt before we get into retirement. So if you're headed into retirement, you need to ask yourself, should I be possibly selling this house to downsize so that the new home that I buy, I can buy with cash and not have a debt? Do I need all of this space? Is my interest rate competitive on the mortgage that I do have, or should I be looking at a refinance? You know, to give our listeners some context, 30-year mortgages are still sitting right around 4.3% right now, and 15-year fixed at least is around 3.7. So these are still historically wonderful interest rates. And I'm going to get sick to my stomach if I hear one more person say, "Oh, but if I had just refinanced 3 years ago, I would have gotten, you know, 2.5." And we go, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you have a higher interest rate than that and you can afford to refinance and it brings it down on an absolute basis, do it.
It's worth worth a call at least to your banker to find out if you can qualify for a better rate.
Totally.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we also kind of plan on getting into retirement, the other question about the house comes up, which is your lifestyle. What's your lifestyle going to be? And is there some questions about that layout, even just the basic layout and mechanics of the house?
Definitely. Yeah, this is another one. So it's actually common for Malia and I, and this is starting to change now in the younger generation. But, and I say younger, I don't know, 20s, early 30s. People in their 30s, 40s, even early 50s, there was this boom in housing, right, where everybody wanted bigger and better. And so some of those people are now starting to enter retirement. Their children are aging. And it becomes this thing of, well, hey, you actually have plenty of money to retire. It's just a matter of half of your net worth is tied up in your home, right? And so, and some people don't, they just want to hang on to that and don't ever want to sell it. Other people recognize that and say, you know what? You're right. I want to go into a ranch style home, someplace I can carry into retirement, not have to be going up and downstairs all the time. I want to go from my $600,000 home to my $200,000 retirement home and suddenly cash out a bunch of that equity and it now becomes usable. Mm-hmm. Malia and I have a phrase in our business, which is you can't eat your home. Right? And it's this whole notion of people say, I have no mortgage and I have all this equity in my home. We go, yeah, how's that doing for you in terms of income? It doesn't do anything for income. Whereas if you had that equity in an account and could generate monthly income out of it, it would suddenly be meaningful in terms of lifestyle. So a lot of things to consider as it pertains to housing. But again, we would just say, as a rule of thumb, having no mortgage would be ideal as you head into retirement.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, then give us a call right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can call Kloss Financial anytime. You get a free, no obligation, that first get to know you, kick the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. 442-5637 is their telephone number, 442-5637. You can find them online as well at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll talk to folks who are very near, or maybe you have paid off your home. Other things to consider there. We'll do all of that next, as well as take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. So talking about mortgages, should I or shouldn't I, let's talk about people who have paid off their mortgage thinking, I'm home free, no more expenses here. And then you go, oh, sorry.
Is that you, Sean? Is that why you're smiling?
I wish, on the road to that. I wish, you know, our next door neighbor just sold their house, 12 hours on the market, $40,000 more than they bought it for, and they were there a year and a half.
Wow.
It's insane what's going on with this stuff. So anyway, Let's talk about, so again, talking about people who paid off their houses, that doesn't mean that it's a freebie now, right? There are some other things to consider there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the goal, but we like to bring reality into the picture. So obviously, property taxes keep on continuing, and that's probably one of those things I personally just kind of, I'm always going, oh, the property taxes. I mean, even when we pay off our house, that doesn't go away. Interesting fact, taxrates.org back in 2017 here in Wisconsin said that the median property tax was about $3,000 a year for a home worth in the neighborhood of $171,000. And counties in Wisconsin collect an average of 1.76% of your assessed market value. So, you know, interesting when we look at property taxes in the country, Wisconsin does have one of the highest average property taxes around. Doesn't mean you should leave Wisconsin. That's not what we're indicating. We're just saying that you have to recognize, you know, paying property tax like that for 20 years of retirement, 18 to 20 years, that's about $54,000 that you could be paying out in property taxes. It's a real fact.
Wow.
And then when you look at the other expenses, and we don't really think of these as expenses when we're perhaps have a spouse or partner that helps do all these other things around the house. But for both CG and I, when we see a couple that's lost a spouse or partner, suddenly they're having to hire out things. And that's where we see the real expenses. And so we like to, again, bring reality to the picture. The U.S. Census Bureau tells us that the cost of owning a home obviously doesn't end with the loan or the property taxes alone, but it might cost you an average of about $1,200 a month, or about $14,448 annually. So that includes home insurance, utility bills, property taxes, lawn care, snow removal. I don't know why we need snow removal. We're done with that today. But that's just an important factor to consider, that doesn't go away just by paying off your mortgage.
And when you mentioned snow removal, and then earlier when you brought up what we pay in property taxes in Wisconsin, kind of looking out the window going, oh yeah, that's now we know what we're paying for, getting rid of some of that snow. And of course,
right,
in April, as we're, what about renting then? Is, I think for a lot of people, then they start thinking, oh, well, maybe the solution to this is I'll sell my house and we'll rent, maybe, or even get a condo or downsize some way like that.
Yeah. So to play off of what Malia was saying, certainly, even paying off your mortgage doesn't eliminate the cost of home ownership, but renting doesn't eliminate the cost of living expenses either, because when you rent, you'll still have utilities, you'll still have the rent itself. But we will say we have a lot more retirees doing this, and we think this is a pretty cool trend, right? It's the idea of if you can get over the lack of ownership of kind of like the walls and beyond. If you can get over that, renting can be very liberating because it's much more predictable, right? Something breaks down, you do what? Call them.
Not my problem.
Not my problem. Right. But then again, if you don't like the quality of something as well, you've got to move. So it can be both liberating for many people, anxiety provoking for others. It's certainly not for everybody, but we will say that renting may offer a great solution for those who want to find themselves traveling to visit children or grandchildren, who want to be snowbirds but can't afford to own two places. It can just be a wonderful option. So again, not for everybody, but something to be to be considered.
Very interesting. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can learn a little bit about the different divisions of Kloss Financial. There's also the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Sign up right on the website. It's a great snapshot. It's an email you get once a week. Typically Wednesdays, shows up in your email inbox. It'll give you a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. It also lets you know and give you a link to this podcast, as well as previous shows as well. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and CJ, love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers here at station, 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Do we know, as far as as we're talking about mortgages and then renting, do we have a Any way to compare those two numbers, which is more affordable?
Well, interesting. We read about a study by Trulia. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Trulia.
That is generally less costly to rent a home than to buy one. So, furthermore, of the 100 cities with the highest population of seniors 65 and older, renting usually makes more sense financially in 98 different locations. Mm. So, the one negative is you're not leaving a home as an inheritance. Mm-hmm. Okay, now trust me, leaving a home to three or four children, someone's going to be selling the home most likely.
Is that a blessing or a curse?
I don't know. And so that's a consideration. And I just want to jump back earlier. CJ mm-hmm. was talking about we can't eat our equity, which is absolutely true. Now, some people will say, well, I heard about reverse mortgages. And we're not going to go there today, folks. We are not advocates. However, we have seen how that can help some people in certain situations. Okay. But we understand there are ways to eat your equity, right?
Yes. I hope, you know, people really heard what Malia said. Trulia said 98 out of 100 of those cities, it's better to rent than to own. I'm sure if we open up the airways to all the real estate agents in town, they would want to kill us right now.
Yes.
But it's just the harsh truth. If you're looking at it from a pure dollars and cents standpoint, it is almost always less expensive to rent. So we commonly get this question, I'm throwing away money on rent. I don't want to throw away money. And we go, so you want to throw away money on real estate taxes? You know, you're throwing away money either way. The question is which justifies more.
We like to think outside the box. So, you know, we've grown up knowing that we're supposed to buy a home, pay it off, and live in it forever. And the fact is there's other ways to do it for some people, and that's what people just need to look at.
Well, one of the things, too, mentioned earlier is with maintenance on home. The other thing, too, is going back to snow. I don't know any renters that shovel their own snow.
Maybe one or two, but it's because they want to, right?
Yeah,
they want to get out and exercise.
Exactly.
By the way, disclaimer, Malia and I both own a home. So we're not against homeowners.
Sure.
Ownership, but in retirement, when you're on a fixed income, having fixed expenses can be really nice.
Mm-hmm. Realtors are waiting in the parking lot.
I work with a few of them, so don't hate me.
They're good folks. CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Claus Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can give us a call. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Claus Financial online, the website ClausFinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment at Claus Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do our Claus quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus of Claus Financial as we do each and every Thursday morning. Don't forget, if you have retirement-related questions, you can always call. There's nothing wrong. By the way, we've had a couple of people the past few weeks who call right away at the top of the hour, right at 8 o'clock. There is nothing wrong with doing that, by the way. Typically, as we go through the show, the phones start to blow up a bit, and sometimes you can't always get on the air. It's a great opportunity. Again, we do this each and every Thursday just to call in and get your questions answered right here on Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Speaking of getting some help, getting some assistance, having a conversation, you can always call Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Claus quiz question of the week. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card for PetSmart. And of course, you can find Claus Financial online, the website ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. I hear this term, good debt. Let's talk about good debt. Is there a such thing as good debt?
Well, this is interesting. CJ and I may have differing opinions on this, but generally speaking, I think I wrote this with him in mind. There's no such thing as a good debt to have debt. Debt does two things. It first, it increases your risk, and second, it robs you of your cash flow. So generally, they do affect your ability to invest and become wealthier. So what we hear constantly, though, is I get that write-off with my property tax. I mean, with my mortgage interest, right?
Yeah.
And what's the truth? A lot of people have very little to write off anymore because they're by the time they're getting towards us, perhaps they're paid down so much of the principal. There's very little interest at that point, and it's almost a non-negotiable. Like, you're not really saving as much as you think you are. You've been hearing it for years and years.
I love this logic, by the way. It's, hey, I want to have debt so I can save money.
I mean, it's not logical.
What banker came up with that concept?
It's like when my wife gives me a hard time about buying things online. She'll say, "You spent so many dollars," but my response is always, "But honey, I saved so many dollars."
Sounds like a Simpson reply.
Yes. Well, he is one of my role models.
Okay.
Britt checks in. Britt, welcome to Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss.
Good morning. I have a question. Back in February, I was involved in a 29-car pileup in Verona in the middle of the month.
Yikes.
I drive a truck for a living, and my company did not have short-term disability. So we survived. We had enough in savings up until about the latter end of March. And so basically, since I was on full body restriction because I had a head injury, unemployment wouldn't pick it up because I'm full body restriction. You have to be able-bodied to be able to work. So now I'm up to the point where I had to go to my credit union. I asked because I did purchase that insurance for my car loan, and I was able to survive to March. But now, and I just started back working last Monday, but things are starting to pile up now.
Right.
And, you can't go to your 401k, God forbid, that's the money you put in, unless, of course, you're being threatened with foreclosure. So I'm to the point now, what do me and my wife do? We got child care expenses, I have child support. And I'm just in that end's wit.
Right.
I'm still waiting on whether or not, my mortgage company that we went through, if they're going to come through with the forbearing.
Hey.
Still waiting on the insurance company for my car loan. So,
wow. Hey, Britt, let me cut in on you quick. I apologize. So first things first, wow.
Tough situation.
It's a really, really tough situation. I would actually seek out some professional guidance. We're running out of time. That's why I cut you off here. But I would seek out some professional guidance on this, on what are your next steps. And so call into our office and we can try to give you some guidance in this area, or at least put you in touch with some people that that can give you some advice. It sounds like a tough situation, and we'll do our best to help.
It sounds like a lot of different aspects going on there. And, Britt, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And, we'll talk later this morning as well, Britt. I know we talked during some other shows as well. But it's interesting, too, though. He mentioned going 401k, and I think a lot of times people get tempted that way of should I or shouldn't I? And I know we've covered that, and I would advise people go back and listen to some of the previous podcasts as well, kind of covering some of the costs associated with looking into a 401k and taking money out, whether it's a loan or whether it's just removing. There's some significant costs associated with that stuff. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That website, KlossFinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. Just mobilize the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. I was going to read the wrong line there. According to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2017, how much on average does it cost in maintenance to own a home annually? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for PetSmart. And also, of course, that is telephone number for Kloss Financial's office. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.